the subject that we're going to be considering today is the subject of tongues or the subject of speaking in tongues.
我们今天学习的主题呢是方言和讲方言。
And in many respects, it is confusing.
在这里呢，很多方面我们都感到有点混乱。
And so, as I've tried to study it many times down through the years, I often say, but Lord, I am still confused.
在我多年来的圣经学习的时候，每次我重新学习，我都会跟主说，主啊，我仍然有点糊涂。
So in summary, I'm going to tell you that I am confused about the logic.
这个总的来说呢，我在哪方面糊涂了？我觉得这个逻辑方面我有点糊涂。
But I'm not confused about the conclusion.
但是我对结果我并不感到糊涂。
Which actually is good news.
这实际上是一个好消息。
Because it's more important to know the conclusion than it is to know how to get there.
所以呢，最重要的是我们知道结果，而不是说知道怎样去。到得出这种结论。
I was once writing a physics exam at university many years ago.
他在很多年前在大学里，他在去参加一个物理考试。
And I was very embarrassed because the question demanded that we explain an answer and give the conclusion.
所以呢，当时我感到非常尴尬。然后我们是通过一种推理的方式最后得出结果。
I looked at the question and I knew the answer, so I put the conclusion down, but I couldn't remember how to get there.
我看到了问题，然后我知道结果是什么，我就直接写出了结果，但是我不知道怎么推理出来的。
All I knew for sure was that I was right.
我所有我能够知道的是我是对的。
And so when they marked the exam, I think they gave me probably 10 marks out of 12 and said, you should tell us how you reached your conclusion.
所以呢，他说当他得到他的分数的时候，应该是12分里给了他10分，但是呢，他们给他的建议是说，你应该知道你怎么得出这样的结论的。
So this afternoon we're going to try to explain the reasons for the conclusion, but we're going to reach the conclusion and you are going to find that pretty simple.
我们今天下午的学习呢，是我们知道是结论是什么，我们也试图去知道怎样是得出这样结论，然后呢，你就会知道这个是非常简单的一件事。
So the question, it relates to the subject of, or the issue relates to the subject of tongues. We're going to pick things up at verse 22.
关于这个讲方言的事儿，我们可以从22节开始学。
And it says, tongues then are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for believers, not for unbelievers.
第22节哈，对格林多前书14章22节，这样看来，说方言不是为信的人做证据，乃是为不信的人。做先知讲道不是为不信的人做证据，乃是为信的人。
So if you go back in your logic now, in your memory, to the book of Acts chapter 2.
如果你用你的逻辑，用你的记忆，回到使徒行传的第二章。
You will remember that, that the saints at Pentecost spoke in many different tongues or many different languages.
你会记得在五旬节的那个场面，所有的人呢，他们讲的是不同的国家的语言。
And the people who were listening to them were unbelievers, and they were very, very impressed.
那些所有当时在场的听众呢，他们都是不信的人，所以他们听完以后非常感动。
People from 17 different countries, all heard the truth of God in their own native language.
所有来自不同时期各国家的人都用他们当地的方言听懂了神的话。
And the people who were listening were amazed that they could hear their language spoken by someone who had never spoken that language before.
当时听到的人呢感到非常的惊奇，因为他们听到了从来没有讲过他们国家语言的人讲出的话，他们能听得懂。
That was a great miracle.
这是一个非常大的奇迹。
It must have surprised the people greatly and caused them to wonder, and that day 3,000 unbelievers became believers.
这呢，是应该会使他们感到非常惊奇，然后感动了他们，所以当天有3,000不信的人成为了信的人。
So, verse 22, tongues are a sign for unbelievers.
22说的是方言呢，是为不信的人做证据的。
All right, verse 23. So if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues and some who do not understand or some unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your mind?
第23节是这样讲的，所以全教会聚在一处的时候，若都说方言，偶然有不同方言的。 或是不信的人进来，岂不说你们癫狂了吗？
So I've had trouble putting those two verses together, because if tongues are for unbelievers, why would the unbeliever come in saying you are out of your mind?
所以这我有点难理解第22节和第23节，因为根据这两节说，如果说为什么？ 那说不信的人进来，他会说你们是癫狂的呢？
And in fact, I believe the answer is simple. There are two types of tongues that are spoken of.
所以我得出结论就是这个答案是非常简单的，因为有两种不同的方言。
So Vic's question earlier in the day, Wong's question was, what is meant by tongues?
在早些时候，那个老王提出来的问题呢，就是说那个方言是什么意思？
And the tongues that were spoken of in Acts chapter 2 were languages that other people understood, but the speaker did not.
所以在使徒行传第二章讲的方言呢，是讲话的人不懂，但是听的人懂。
But the tongues that were practiced in Corinth were languages that the speaker did not understand, nor did the audience.
在格林多当时的教会里讲的方言呢，讲的人不懂，听的人也不懂。
Okay, Acts chapter 2 type of tongues, the speaker didn't understand it, but the audience did.
在使徒行传第二章里呢，这个方言是讲的人不懂，但是听的人懂。
1 Corinthians 14 kind of tongues, as it was practiced in Corinth, the speaker didn't understand it, nor did the hearer.
在格林多当时的那个教会里呢，他们在讲的方言呢，讲的人不懂，听的人也不懂。
So, verse 23 then again, if the whole church comes together, everyone speaks in tongues, and some who do not understand or some other unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your mind?
所以在第23节里才这么说，所以全教会聚在一处的时候，若都说方言，偶然有不同方言的，或是不信的人进来，岂不说你们癫狂了吗？
So, if I were to start speaking to you all today in Swahili, you would say, Harold, you're out of your mind. You don't understand Swahili, and either do we.
如果我今天在这里讲到的时候呢，我用 Swahili 来讲，你们都会说 Harold 你是癫狂了吗？你是疯了吗？因为你不懂 Swahili， 我们也不懂 Swahili。
So there was this speaking in tongues in Corinth, which was speaking in a language that neither the speaker nor the listener understood。
所以当时在格林多教会讲的这个呢方言呢，就是说讲的人和听的人都不懂。
And that is not helpful.
这个没有任何益处。
On the contrary, verse 24.
相反在24节里呢。
But if an unbeliever or someone who does not understand comes in while everyone is prophesying, he will be convinced by all that he is a sinner and will be judged by all, and the secrets of his heart will be laid bare. So he will fall down and worship God, explaining God is really among you.
第二四节、第二十五节，若都做先知讲道，偶然有不信的或是不同方言的人进来，就被众人劝醒，被众人审明，他心里的隐情显露出来，他必将脸伏地敬拜神，说神真是在你们中间了。
So remember now, God reaches the people through their mind. He speaks to you through your mind. He speaks to other people through their mind. And therefore, our responsibility is to speak to the people through the mind.
所以呢，神呢，他能够到达人的思想里面。所以呢，我们讲话呢也是跟神一样讲到你们心里，讲到你们的思想里去。
So there was a kind of tongues practiced in the Corinthian church, which was just speaking sounds that may have been another language, but they were not understandable to the speaker or the audience, and therefore it was of no value to the audience.
所以当时在格林多讲的那个方言呢，它可能都不是一种语言，所以讲的人不懂，听的人也不懂，所以讲出来了就对任何人没有任何益处。
There may have been some value to the speaker.
但是对讲的人呢，可能有点好处。
But that's not the primary focus of the chapter. It's not clearly understood by me what that would mean, but certainly the speaking of tongues when neither the speaker nor the audience understands it is not a valid activity for the church of God when the church is together.
这个对我来说呢不是很容易理解，因为当时在格林多讲的这些人呢，如果讲方言呢，听的人不懂，讲的人也不懂，所以呢，这个时候在教会里讲这个，对所有的会众和所有的人应该是没有什么好处的。
All right. After this now, we're going to get several conclusions. And when you add all the conclusions together, I think you will reach a conclusion.So that's our objective.
这里呢有几个结论，当你把所有的结论都放在一起的时候呢，你又会得出一个结论，这就是我们要做的。
First, verse 26 says, what then shall we say, brothers? When you come together, everyone has a hymn, or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation.All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church.
所以第二十六节说呢，弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人会有诗歌，会有教训，会有启示，会有方言，会有翻出来的话，凡事当造就人。
So the first conclusion is this, that however tongues are practiced,The objective is that, let me read the line again, that it will strengthen the church. That's what we're here for, to strengthen the church.
这里呢，得出来的结论，不管是你讲什么诗歌、教训、启示还是方言翻出来的话，这个诗呢，要造就人，就是造就这个教会。
So this has been the priority that we've been looking at all the way through Corinthians 11, 12, 13, 14. The church, the role that we have in the church is for the strengthening of the church.
主要的方面呢，就是说，从十二章、十三章、十四章，所有的东西都是要有益于教会。
Why do I have an elbow?
我们为什么有这个肘骨呢？
Okay, my elbow is not here for the good of my elbow.
我们那个，如果我的这个肘骨不在这里，那就是不是一个好的。
My elbow is here for the good of my body.
这个。 我的这个肘骨在这里呢，是为了我整个的身体。
And so the focus of each of us as members of the body of Christ is to build up the body, to strengthen the church.
所以这实际上每教会的每一个部分都是在建立起来，为了整个教会的身体，为了整个加强整个教会。
All right, verse 27 now.
第27节。
If anyone speaks in a tongue, two, or at the most three, should speak one at a time, and someone must interpret.
第二七节说，若有说方言的，只好两个人，至多三个人，且要轮流着说，也要一个人翻出来。So
here are several more conclusions. Number one of these conclusions. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three people should speak.
这里呢，得出来的几个结论，第一个呢，就是说呢，要说方言呢，只好两个人，至多三个人。And
they should be speaking one at a time.
而且要轮流着说。And
someone must interpret.
也要有人翻出来。
So how many conclusions have we got so far?
所以有几个结论我们现在得出的呢?
Number one, it's all for the strengthening of the church. Number two, it should be two and no more than three people speaking at one time. Number three, it should be done in order, one at a time. Number four, someone must interpret.
就是所有的这些要造就人，你就是要造就教会。第二个呢，要说方言呢，也只好两个人，最多三个人。第三个呢，且要轮流着说。第四个呢，就是要有一个人翻出来。Now
there are many people in churches today who speak in tongues.
现在呢，在今天的教会仍然很多人讲方言。
And the question that I ask is, are you following the rules? Have you followed the conclusions that are given?
我要问的这个问题，说方言的，我的问题呢，就是说，你们是不是遵循了这些规则？你们是不是得出了这样的结论？
I'm told that when people speak in tongues, they're speaking because the Holy Spirit gives them the authority and the power to do that.
因为我讲的呢，就是说，如果一个人讲方言呢，是圣灵给了他们这样的授权，也给了他们的能力，这样讲出来。And
we also know that it is the Holy Spirit of God who wrote the Bible.
我们同样知道呢，神的圣灵写了圣经。So
simply, if people are speaking in tongues by the Holy Spirit, they are going to follow the rules that the Holy Spirit gives us in the Bible.
这个呢，就是说，如果有人他们讲方言是从圣灵来的，他们必须遵循由圣灵写的圣经所制定的规则。And
if they don't practice according to the rules in the Bible, then I would say, probably they're not following the Spirit of God. Something must be wrong.
所以如果他们讲话要不遵循圣灵写的圣经里的规则呢，我认为他们不是遵循圣灵的，这其中肯定有什么事情不对。So
let me give you a few stories to back up what I'm saying.
让我来给大家讲几个故事来支持我刚才说的话。
Many years ago, I was entertained by a man in another country.
很多年前，在其他的一个国家，有个人来招待我。
I didn't know him, but he was very gracious. He took me home to his house for lunch.
我不认识他，但是他的这个人呢，非常善良，他把我带到他家里去吃饭。
And he told me that he had just started speaking in tongues and that I should do the same.
他告诉我呢，他正开始讲方言。他也告诉我了，我应该跟他一起学方言。
I said to him, "Why do you speak in tongues?"
我问他，我说为什么你讲方言？
He said to me, "Because when I pray, I have never felt so good as I felt when I was speaking in tongues."
他说的。当我讲道的时候，如果我讲方言，我的感觉非常好，比我不讲方言的时候讲道要感觉好得多。
I said, I don't think that really fits in with what we have at the conclusion of verse 26, which says it should be done for the strengthening of the church.
意思我就说呢，这样说来呢，我觉得这个并没有遵循我在圣经里看到的第二十六节这里讲的要造就人造就教会的。
So I said to him, well, that's interesting. When I pray, I get sore knees.
他说这个呢，我觉得很有趣，因为当我讲道的时候，我感到我的膝盖都肿了。
I'm not sure that it's important that I feel good when I pray.
所以说我当我祷告的时候呢，我不觉得我这样会感觉很好。
The Lord Jesus Christ, when he prayed, sweat as it were great drops of blood.
所以当主耶稣祷告的时候呢，他那个滴汗都滴出来了，像那血一样滴出来。
And then, since then, I've spoken to many people who speak in tongues or are involved in a church where people are speaking in tongues.
所以呢，现在呢，就说到了很多在教会里讲方言的人。
And so I asked them the questions of verse 27.
因为我问他们关于二十六节这里的问题。
I say to them, when people speak in tongues in your church, is it never more than two or at the most three?
但你们在你们教会有人讲方言的时候，是不是两个人或者最多三个人？
And they say, no, no, that's not the case. It's often more than three.
他说不不不不，不是这样的。通常呢，超过三个人。
And I say, well, something's wrong, isn't it?
我说什么是不对，是不是啊？
And then I say to them, does it ever happen when there's more than one person speaking at a time?
那个是不是我又问他们一个问题，是不是在一次只有一个人讲话呢？
And they say, well, yes, as a matter of fact, that's very often more people than one speak at a time.
事实是这样的，在同时有好多人在讲话。
And so I have to say, well, something's wrong.
我也跟他们说，有些事不对了。
Spirit of God says you can't speak more than two or three.
那个神的圣灵说你不可能同时有三个人一起讲话。
And it's got to be one at a time.
必须一次一个人讲。
And then I say, now is there always an interpreter?
我就说必须总要有一个人的翻译。
And they say, well, no, 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 not always.
他们说不不不，不是通常有人翻译。
Okay, now you put it all together. If speaking in tongues is because the Spirit of God is leading you, would it be logical that the people who were led by the Spirit of God to speak in tongues would follow the rules of the Spirit of God that are laid down in 1 Corinthians 14?
这样呢，从逻辑上来看，如果一个人讲方言是由圣灵引导的，他是不是应该遵循在格林多前书十四章二十 14章里面26节这里讲的这里所制定的这些规则，同样这是圣灵制定的规则，如果是由圣灵来引导讲话人，他必须要遵守这个规则。
So I say if you're not following the rules, something's got to be wrong.
我就说如果你不遵循这样的规则，那肯定有什么事情是不对的。
All right, verse 29.
第29节。
Two or three prophets should speak.And the others should weigh carefully what is said.
至于做先知讲道的，只好两个人，或是三个人，其余的就当慎思明辨。
And verse 30, if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop.
第三十节，若旁边坐着的得了启示，那先讲话的就当闭口不言。
So sometimes when we're speaking, we have to be stopped because we haven't said exactly what should be said or something else should be added.
所以有时候呢，我们讲的时候我们会停下来，因为我们讲了一些我们本来不应该讲的，或者要讲一些其他的东西。
He says, for you can all prophesy in turn so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged.
第三十一节说，因为你们可以一个一个的做先知讲道，将照众人学到了，将众人得劝勉。
And so the plan of God is that in the meetings of God's people, there should be many who are led by God to take part. It shouldn't be just one person all the time. We keep on trying to encourage other brothers to participate in and to teach and preach the truth of God.
所以在教会里，神的教会里，当众人聚在一起的时候呢，不应该有一个人来讲。我们希望大家更多的人出来讲神的道。
Verse 32, the spirits of the prophets are to be subject to the control of the prophets.
32节，先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
And in particular.That means that we must always be controlled. Our activities must never, in the Church of God, be out of control. Each person subject to the Spirit of God in himself, each person subject to the other prophets who are also teachers in the Church.
所以这里讲的呢，就是说我们所有的在神的教会里来做先知讲道的呢，都必须在圣灵的掌控之下，或者在其他的先知受圣灵掌控的先知的掌控之下。
Verse 33 says, For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace.
第三十三节是因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
So all the meetings of the people of God must be orderly.They're not to be confused. They are to be meetings of order.
所有的神的教会里的聚会呢，都必须有秩序，而不是混乱。
And that would be conclusion or instruction number 5. They're all to be in order. Everything is to be done decently and in order.
这里呢应该是结论，或者说第五个结论，就是所有的都必须有秩序，而不是要混乱。
Now many times I'm told, I've never witnessed this, but many times I'm told that when people are in a church that is practicing speaking in tongues, there is often considerable disorder. It's not orderly and it is not peaceable, but it should be.
所以呢，我经常被告知呢，在那些讲方言的教会里，他们通常都是比较混乱的，他们并没有有秩序的在讲。
And that is the fact there, but as verse 33 continues, it's also in all the congregations of the church. Should be everywhere, everybody should be following these orders.
所以在33节里呢，是说叫所有的地方都要遵循这种规定，在神的教会里。
All right, Now here's conclusion number six, or rule number six.
这个呢，就是第六个结论，或者是第六条规则。
Women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission as the law says.
第三四节说，妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样，因为不准他们说话。
So, very often when I'm speaking to people who practice speaking in the tongues in their churches, I say to them, do the women ever speak in tongues?
通常呢，我对那些说他们在教会里有人讲方言的人说，你们教会有妇女讲话吗？讲方言吗？
And the answer is almost always, yes, they do.
这答案是呢，通常呢， 他们妇女在教会里都讲话。
And so I have to say, well, there's something wrong, because the instructions regarding speaking in tongues are that the women are not to be speaking.
因为我就说了这些事，肯定有什么事不对，因为在讲方言的时候呢，在这里，在神的规则里呢，妇女是不让讲话的。
Now, this is not a simple or a superficial issue.
这不是一个简单的和肤浅的一个说法。
The role of women in the world today and the role of women in the church today is a very, very big issue.
因为呢，在今天妇女的角色在这个世界里 同样是在教会里，都是一个很大的一个问题。
Mr. Trudeau has an objective, and that is that 50% of the leaders in Canada, the MPs, the cabinet ministers, and so on, 50% must be women.
那个特鲁多，这个加拿大的总理，他有一个计划。 他一个目标呢，就是说，在加拿大的领导队伍、领导团队里，应该有50%的是女妇女。
That is a phenomenon that is not just true in Canada, but the role of women is very, very paramount in the world today.
这是一个女权运动啊，也不是仅仅只在加拿大，在整个世界里。 妇女都想要担任一个重要的角色。
But the simple conclusion in the Bible is that women should remain silent in the churches.
在圣经里得出来的一个很简单的结论就是说，妇女在教会里应该保持沉默。
Now, we didn't write that.
这不是我们写的。God
wrote that.
神，这是神写的。
If I had been writing the Bible, I would have left that line out.
所以如果是我来写圣经，我就不会写这一段。
That line has caused lots of problems, lots of upsets, lots of difficulties, and I would have said, Lord, if you left that out, we'd all be able to carry on better.
这一段话呢，引起了很多问题。 引起了很多麻烦，也让很多人不高兴。如果我写的时候呢，我就会跟主说：“主啊，我宁愿不写这一段。”
We are all thankful that the Lord wrote the Bible and not me.
我们非常感恩的是呢，是神，是主写了圣经，而不是我写。
And He does a far better job. He knows why He put that in.
他做的比我们远远强的工作，因为呢。
He knows that there would be big problems, but he knows that it's the right way for the work of God to be accomplished.
他知道这里是一定会是有一个大的问题，但是他知道这样写神的工就会妥当的进行。So far,
we've come across six instructions, six rules for speaking in tongues, and all of them very important. But not practiced in the churches that practice speaking in tongues today. That's in most. There might be some that practice it this way. I just haven't met them.
所以这里呢有六条指导，六条诫呢。这些呢，今天在所有的讲方言的教会里，他们并没有遵循这个指导和诫呢。
All right, verse 35. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church.
第35节，她们若要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫，因为妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。
All right, so that's a big issue. What do? You speak to your husband, and your husband will give you the answers that you need.
所以这里呢是一个大的问题，这个问题呢就是说，你去问你的丈夫，然后你的丈夫会告诉你。
So that was relatively easy in our house.
所以在他家里呢，这个是非常简单容易的。
My mother had a good understanding of the truth of God.
她妈妈对神的真理理解得非常透彻。But
her husband, our father, had a better understanding of the truth of God.
所以我妈妈的丈夫也是我们的父亲呢，他比我妈妈理解得更透彻。And
so we all learn to ask our father the doctrinal, the theological questions.
我们所有的人都学会了去问我的父亲关于教义和神学方面的事。So
what would a woman do if her husband didn't have the answer?
如果那个她的丈夫没有答案的话，这个妇女应该做什么呢？
Well, she would probably say to her husband, you know, the Bible says you should have the answer.
所以那个妇女必须跟她丈夫说呢，说圣经说你应该有答案。So
recently, I'm not sure who it was, but somebody was saying to me that especially in China, the women do a lot of the preaching.
最近呢，有人跟我讲，我也不知道是谁说，他们说在中国很多教会里都是妇女在讲道。And
the question is that a problem?
问题是那是一个问题吗？
And the answer is yes. The men should be doing the preaching. Where are the men?
这答案呢是肯定的，因为肯定是个问题。应该是男人在教会里讲话。那些男人在哪里呢？现在？
So the church should be structured in such a way that the men do the preaching and the women do everything to encourage the men to do the preaching.
所以一个教会的结构应该是这样的，那个男人来讲道，那些妇女呢应该做所有的事情来鼓励男人去讲道。If
that is going to be the case, that means that the men are going to have to stand up and they're going to have to be counted and they're going to have to be knowledgeable.
所以如果是这样的话呢，那些在教会里的弟兄就应该站起来，他们应该负责任，他们应该有知识。
And that means that the women are going to have to encourage the men to be where they are and what they should be doing.
这个意义上说呢，妇女应该是鼓励那个男人去做他们应该做什么，应该做。
So many of my friends have taken this verse very, very seriously.
我的很多朋友，他们非常认真地对待这两节经文。And
one man said, I have got big responsibilities in my home, in my business, in my life. How am I possibly going to be the kind of a man who will have answers for the church, but especially for my wife?
他说，其中一个人说呢，我对我的家庭、对我的生意、对我的公司都负有很大的责任，我怎么可以这样？我另外还在教会里有这样大的责任，尤其是对我的妻子来说。
So he said, I will get up at 4:30 every morning to study my Bible so that I can be the kind of man that a man ought to be for my family and for the Church of God.
所以他说呢, 我必须每天早晨4:30就起来学习圣经, 这样的话呢, 我就会能变成那样一个男人, 在神的教会里的男人, 对我的妻子和对我的家庭,
So if she had a husband like that, the woman would say, I got no problem asking my husband at home.
如果一个妇女有那样一个丈夫, 她就会说呢, 我在家里去问我的丈夫是没有问题的。
And many of you know Lorna Biggs.
你们很多人认识那个叫Lorna Biggs。
And when her mother and father got married,
当他的父母结婚的时候,
they made a deal.
他们达成了一个协议,
and the deal was that with every paycheck that her husband earned, or sorry, that Steve earned, every paycheck they would buy one book that he could read that would help him understand the Bible.
所以那个他们得出的结论就是他的丈夫 Steve 每次她拿到她的那个支票的时候，拿到一张支票，曾经应该去买一本书，这本书能够帮助她的丈夫能够管理她的家庭。
And he was the kind of husband who had the answers.
他是那样一个丈夫，永远有答案的那样一个丈夫。
The problem was that after he bought the book, he read the book.
这个问题是当他 买了那个书以后呢，他读那个书。
And so he never really helped with the dishes.
Really helped.
He didn't wash the dishes after supper.
所以呢，他从来不在家里洗碗。
And there were many other jobs that he did not do around the house.
所以在家里呢，很多家务事儿他都是不做的。
Because he had to be a man of God who had the answers when the wife asked him the questions.
因为他必须是那一个从神属神的人，那个当他的妻子问他关于圣经的问题时，他一定有答案的这样的一个人。
I go back in my understanding all the way to the story of Noah in the Bible.
所以呢，他
Okay, and God said to Noah, Noah, I'm going to destroy the world. You're going to have to build an ark.
所以神对挪亚说, 我准备摧毁这个世界, 所以你要建立一个方舟。
Noah says that's going to be a lot of hard work and it's going to take a lot of time.
挪亚说, 这个会有很多重的体力活，要花很多时间。
And Noah built the ark, but Mrs. Noah didn't get the new kitchen that she wanted.
所以呢，挪亚呢，他建造方舟，但是挪亚太太呢，就并没有，他没有时间给挪亚太太建一个新的厨房。
Okay, so the woman and the man are working together.
所以男人和女人呢就一起工作协调。
And the man is to be the spokesman.
所以男人呢是那个讲话的。
And the woman is to be the support so that the team stands strong on two foundations.
所以那个女人呢提供支持，这样呢这样一个团队呢就是在坚实的基础上一起工作的。
That is God's plan for the family.
这就是神给家庭的计划。
Each has a different role.
每个人都有不同的角色。
So what would it do? What would happen if your husband did not know the answer or you didn't even have a husband?
所以呢，如果说你的丈夫没有答案，或者你根本就没有丈夫，怎么办呢？
And I've never been a woman, so I don't really know what I would do, but I think that what I would do is I'd ask somebody else's husband.
因为我从来没有结过婚，我也不知道怎么做。但是呢，如果说我真的找不到这样一个人问呢，我去问别的人。
So some people could say, all right, we don't have a husband. The husband we have doesn't have all the answers. Therefore, we women, we will do the preaching.
有些人说呢，我没有丈夫，或者我丈夫没有答案，所以我们妇女要一起来讲道。
But that is not the answer of the Bible. The answer of the Bible is we try to do things God's way. Try to follow all those rules. Don't say because it's difficult to follow the rules, we got to break the rules and go another way.
所以这答案不是这样的，我们一定要遵循圣经里给我们制定的规则。如果说你认为这个规则我们没办法遵循，我们就破坏这个规则，这不是神要我们做的。
All right, verse. Maybe I should tell you one more story.
所以应该我还要讲一个故事。
I was once speaking with a woman who was born in Greece.
我曾经跟一个妇女，她在希腊出生的妇女讲话。
She was actually born in Corinth.
她实际上她就在格林多出生的。
And she was asking me questions about this chapter.
她来问我关于这一章里些。
And I gave her some answers, and then she said, but that chapter was written for the Corinthians.
我就跟他讲，他说，但是这一节章是只写给格林多人的。
So I looked at her and I said, "You're a Corinthian."
所以我跟他说，你不就是格林多人吗
？Yeah, she said, "I guess I am."
他说是的，我就是。
Okay, and this chapter was written for us all, even people who weren't born in Corinth. We'll get to that again.
所以呢，这一章写给我们所有的人。
Now there was a more fundamental problem in the church in Corinth.
当时在格林多呢有很多基础的问题。
This is found in verse 36.
这呢在第二三十六节你可以讲的。
Did the word of God originate with you, or are you the only people it has reached?
第三十六节说，神的道理岂是从你们出来吗？岂是单临到你们吗？
And the Corinthians were saying, we have something very important to say.
所以当时格林多人说，我们有很多非常重要的事要说。
And they said, we will say it through tongues.
他们说呢，我们要通过方言来讲。
And so in their meetings, they would say, God wants to speak to us. We're not sure what he wants to say. So they said, we must speak in tongues. There must be an interpreter so that God can speak to and add to his knowledge.
所以当时他们说呢，神要跟我们讲什么？我们必须要通过方言来讲。如果我们通过方言来讲呢，神就要加到里面去。
Okay, and basically they were determined to do that because they said the word of God is originating with us. If we don't speak in tongues, how can God speak today?
所以他们讲当时讲的那个话呢，就是说呢。他神呢要给我们讲话，然后如果我们不讲方言，我们怎么把神的话讲出去？
And they're basically saying, when I speak in tongues, when they speak in tongues, they are saying things very, very important. They are saying things that are the truth of God that must be spoken.
所以当时呢，他们说，如果他们讲方言的时候，他们有很多很多很重要的话要讲，只有通过讲方言的话，是把神的真理讲出来。
And I say, well, if that is the case, then you must take what was written or what was spoken, you must write it down, and we've got to put it in the back of our Bibles as another page, because it came from the truth of God. It is the Word of God, and it originated with you.
如果是这样的一个方式的话呢，如果是非要讲的话，如果有而且又是从神那里来的讲的方言，只讲给你听的，你就必须把它写下来、记下来，然后加到圣经里面去，因为这是从神来的话，是神说的话，必须要加到现有的圣经里面去。
If that were the case, then logically every tongue that was interpreted would have to be added to our Bibles, and our Bibles would be a very big book.
如果真是从神来讲的方言呢，这个呢必须，但是神的话，那我们必须一直加，一直往圣经上加，这样我们的圣经会变得非常非常的厚了。Okay,
so there's this package of error here that says that tongues are important. Those rules don't apply, and we should take everything that is said and add it to the Bible, and of course that's nonsense.
所以这个里面的错误就是在这里，这个是非常重要的，我们必须经过神讲的方言，通过方言讲出来，然后翻出来，这样的话呢是神的话，我们必须把它加到圣经里去。如果是这样的话，其实没有任何道理的。All right,
so many people say no, 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 it's not quite like that. And so verse 37 says, if anybody thinks he's a prophet or spiritually gifted, let him acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command.
这里呢，很多人说不不不不，应该是这样的。若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。
This instruction is not for the Corinthian church 2,000 years ago only.
这一个指令呢，不是仅仅写给2000年以前的格林多教会。This
instruction is the command of the Lord Himself.
这个指令呢是主的命令。And
verse 38 says that if he ignores this, he himself will be ignored.
第38节说，若有不知道的，就由他不知道吧。All
right, we're going to go on to verses 39 and 40, and then questions.
然后我们再讲到39和40节，然后大家可以提问。Verse
39, therefore, my brothers, be eager to prophesy, that is to speak the truth of God in languages that can be understood.
所以第39节就是说，所以我弟兄们，你们要切莫做先知讲道，也不要禁止说方言。And
do not forbid speaking in tongues, but if there's going to be speaking in tongues, it must be according to the orders, the conclusions that have been given.
也不要禁止说方言，凡事都要规规矩矩的按照次序行。All
right, and now the last instruction. It says, everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
最后一条规则呢，就是凡事都要规规矩矩的按次序行。So
associated with the work of God has got to be discipline and order.
所以呢，凡是与神有关的工作呢，都应该有秩序和有纪律。
So in the good old days when we were able to come to the chapel, you'll remember that periodically I had to say to the children, now you don't run in the chapel.
所以呢，在以前呢，在教会里，我必须对那些小孩子说，你不能在教会里到处跑。
And we do that, we have that rule for many reasons, not the least of which is everything should be done in an orderly way. And children running to and fro would not be orderly.
因为我们要制定这个规则的目的是什么呢？小孩子不能在教会里跑来跑去，这样是一个没有秩序的。
But this verse has far more significance than that, just that. everything associated with the work of God should be done in an orderly fashion.
所以这一节经文呢，比刚才我们说的那个言有更重要的意义，就是说所有的与神有关的工作都必须谨慎有序地进行。
So I think that would be rule number 7, wouldn't it? I don't know if I've made the right count or not. There probably are other ways to come.
所以呢，我认为这是第七条规则，我不记得到底我是不是记得这个顺序是这样的，但是呢，应该是有其他的一些指令，但这个我认为是第七。This
was a big problem in Corinth, 1950 years ago.
这是在当时1950年前在哥林多教会出的一个大问题。It
has become a big problem in the Church of God in the year 2020.
这个呢，同样在2020年，同样在神的教会里也是一个大的问题。
God has not changed, and so the answers to the problem are the same today as they were in the days of Corinth.
所以神是不变的，所以答案对2000年以前的格林的教会和现在的教会是答案是一样的。All
right, so this is a big issue. I'm going to open it up now for questions. I'm not sure that I'm going to have adequate answers for you, but I think we should consider these issues. If you've got a question or a comment, you come forward with them now, please.
这里呢，是一个很大的问题，所以也是一个很大的话题。我现在开放给大家，大家有任何评论和问题，因为这是一个很重要的，所以大家可以提出来。我不确定我是不是有。
让你们满意的答案，但是我希望大家提出来有什么问题和有什么评论。我有一个问题啊，有。你说。我有一个问题，就是34节、35节，就是关于妇女在会中不能讲话的这个问题。我想问的是，因为。长老们一直教导我们读圣经要联系上下文，那整个这一章我认为是它其实是在讲方言，先知讲方言和先知讲道和说方言的恩赐。那我然后在34、35的前后，其实都在说讲方言和讲道的这个问题。那我可不可以理解成这一段是专门针对妇女在会中？ 讲道和讲方言的这个topic是在说这件事情，我可不可以这么来理解？OK，我问他。So
her question is about verse 34, the 35. So she think according to the context, all the talk about the prophecy and the tongues. So she think that maybe these two verses just limited to the tongues and the prophets for the woman, not for the all the time in the church.
Okay, that's a very good question. And you're right to put it into the context. It is true that in the context of speaking in tongues, the women are to remain silent.
所以这是一个很好的问题，你很高兴你把上下文放在一起，因为这里也确实是讲到的是在方言和讲道方面妇女要保持沉默。But
the last line of verse 35 would seem to broaden the context.
所以呢，在 35节的后半段应该是把它广义的扩展开来了。The
context there, the verse says, it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church, not just in the context of speaking in tongues, but it's a broader context there, speaking in the church.
所以呢，这个后面就讲的呢， 也是因为讲的是妇女在教会中讲话原是可耻的，所以这个是不是说只是在说讲方言和讲道这方面，是在教会中，实际上他已把这个扩展到教会中去了。
But there are also verses in Timothy, and I'm not sure where they are. Someone will help me find them. But in Timothy, we read that women should be silent. They should not be usurping authority over the man.
在其他的，在提摩太书里呢，他在找那些经文，如果大家能够找到了，可以提出来。他说这里讲的经文呢，妇女应该在教会中，应该闭口不言，他们不应该挑战弟兄的权威。
Someone may, will maybe find that verse for me.
所以有人能够把那个经文找出来吗？
I'm just looking it up here as we're talking.
第一章十三节，十一节。
1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 11. I don't think so.
He means chapter 2.
All right.
Chapter
2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. Right.
Oh,
very good.
Chapter 2, yes.
Yes, very good. You folk are marvelous. Thank you very much. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. I better get it in the right translation. You read it in Chinese first, if you will.
第11节，女人要沉浸学道，一味的顺服。
And verse 12。
我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。
All right, and it says, a woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent.
这就是我刚才给大家读的十一节、十二节哈。
All right, now, Nicole, in answer to your question, verse 13 and 14 is important here.
对于为了回答 Nicole 的问题，第十三节和第十四节是非常重要的真理。
The logic for that injunction in verses 11 and 12 is given in verses 13 and 14.
所以呢，这个答案对十一节和十二节为什么要出现这样的？是答案是在第十三节和十四节。
It says, "For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not the one deceived; it was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner."
第十三节、十四节，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。且不是亚当被诱惑，乃是女人被诱惑，陷在罪里了。
So the logic of the different roles that men and women have in the church is not just in the context of speaking in tongues, nor just in the context of Corinth, but it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve in the garden. There was a difference between men and women right at the very beginning. And so the separation and the distinction between the two carries on throughout all of the succeeding generations, all of the succeeding circumstances.
这里呢，男人在女，跟女人在一起。教会里的角色并不只局限于说方言和讲道，也不只局限于在当时的格林多教会，而是可以追溯回去在伊甸园里亚当和夏娃，因为他们犯的罪，所以和神永远的分开了，然后可以追溯到一直往下走，一代接一代的往下。
So I think your question says that primarily and initially the focus is on the speaking in tongues, but it is broader than that.
我认为呢，你认为主要是集中在说方言和讲道上面，但是我认为这已经广义的扩展开来了。Any
more on that? Any other questions?
所以这里这个问题上还有其他的多的补充或者还有其他的问题吗？
All right, Julie, I think, and then Wong. Julie, go ahead.
Seriously, I'm asking you because mostly Chinese Christians are women.
Yes.
It's not more brothers.
Yes.
And the speakers must be women.
Yes.
And how should I do if I'm in China? Means I won't join them because they didn't obey the Bible. And I won't also ask, are they the same? Because they didn't obey not only this thing, many, many things.
Yes. All right.
所以Julie他说的问题呢，就是说，很多的中国的基督徒都是妇女。如果他在中国，那他怎么办？都是没有弟兄，只有妇女，他怎么办？
I'm going to give you an illustration for an answer. And the illustration is Margaret Roberts.
所以我准备给你讲一个例子。 Margaret Robert,
okay, many of you remember Margaret Roberts. She just died a few months ago. She was in fellowship here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
她在我们这个16节教会里是和我们一起谈。She
along with Barbara Cummings started the ESL program here, and so many of us are deeply indebted to her for that.
所以呢，Margaret和Barbara他们是两个开始我们教会的ESL教学的，所以很多人在他那里受益，也很感激他。70
years ago, 70? Yes, 70 years ago, she said, I want to be a missionary to China.
70年前，Margaret说我要到中国去做宣教士。
But the communist regime under Mao Zedong precluded her from doing that. She couldn't go to China, she went to Taiwan.
毛泽东和毛泽东领导的共产党，他们禁止去中国做宣教士，所以他决定去了台湾。
But she was a woman, and she said, I cannot preach.
但是呢，她是一个妇女，她说我不能讲道。
So what she did was, she rented a house, and she opened it up after school for teenagers to come to her house.
她租了一个房子，然后在那个房子里呢，开了一个学校，学校主要是开放给青少年的。She
had a piano, she had a kitchen, and she had a ping pong table.
她有一架钢琴，她有一个厨房。 还有一个乒乓球台,
and the students came to her house, and she didn't preach sermons in the church, but she taught the students the Bible. They came along, she gave them Bibles, she taught them, she encouraged them, but they were all students. She was basically teaching children.
她在她的家庭呢，那个小孩来学校的时候呢, 她跟他们讲圣经，她不是在教会里讲道，实际上她在家里教他们，时候教他们圣经。So
she said, I must follow these instructions, but there's a big need. Somehow that need has got to be met.
她说呢，我必须遵守圣经里的指导，但是呢，我也要满足那些人的需要。So
my friend who worked with her in China told me this at the funeral.
所以呢他的一个朋友跟他当时在中国一起在台湾一起工作的人告诉了他这样一件事。
He said, I think it was 17 men are full-time preachers for God today because of the work that she did in that home.
所以他说现在有17个讲道的人传道的人当年就是在他家里那个学校跟他学习的人。
So she said, I want to do God's work God's way.
所以他说我要遵守神的做神的工按照神的方式来做。
And the Lord rewarded her with 17 men preaching the gospel. They're all Chinese. Many are preaching in China.Many are preaching in other parts of the world.
所以呢，神给他的奖赏就是说到今天有17个人在世界各地传道，他们大部分在中国传道。
So it's true that there are times when it's difficult to do God's work God's way, but God's plan is you try to do my work my way, please.These were his instructions.
所以呢，这个是呢，也是有些时候很难按照神的方式去做神的工。但是神给我们的指导就是说，请你按照我的方式做我的工。
These are short. Go ahead, Julie.
I just want to know, should I join them because they didn't obey Bible? They did many things wrong. Not only this.Speak women and speaking tongue. Many things wrong. Before
yes,
I didn't know. But what should I do? Means I stay at home, I learn Bible by myself, I pray by myself, or I should go there because know anything correct. And I want to ask, are they be saved by our God? Means they are wrong.
Many of us are less than perfect.Okay, so if I asked you to raise your hand, if you are a perfect Christian, who's going to raise his hand? Okay.
朱莉说了，那个当中国的很多事情都做错了，他们在中国的教会里，他应该怎么办？但是呢，Harold 说呢，我们每个人都不是完美的。如果我问你们大家，如果谁是完美的，把谁手举起来，你们有人举手吗？
And so we all say, God always uses imperfect servants. And I will say that's me. I'm the sinner.
我们通常说呢，神他用那些不完美的仆人，我经常说这就是我，我就是一个罪人。
But when it comes to serving the Lord, I say, Lord, would you please forgive my sins? Would you please help me? I would like to do your work your way.
所以当我开始服侍神的时候，我跟神说，神啊，请你来帮助我，我想以您的方式来做您的工。
And I have found in my life that when I work hard to do God's work, God's way, I get better results than I do when I do God's work my way.
我得出的一个结论是呢，如果我按照神的方式做神的工，得出来的结果比我按照我的方式做神的工的结果要好得多。
Yeah, it's sometimes it's very difficult. Vic's got his question.
所以呢，有时候是很难的。那老王 ，Vicky 有问题吗
？Yes. If I went into a church, but a woman is preaching, should I leave or should I listen to her?
老王，你的问题是说，如果你去一个教会，一个妇女在讲道，你是应该离开还是在那儿坐下来听，是不是？
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do if you walked into a church and there was a man preaching And he said something that was wrong.
还是反问你, 如果你进去一个教会, 一个男的在讲道, 如果他讲错了, 你怎么办?
And I think the chances of the latter are greater than the former. The latter and the former, the chances of finding a man saying something wrong are greater than a woman preaching.
所以说他, 我觉得他觉得这个意思, 如果说是你碰到一个人, 一个弟兄讲道讲错的机会要比一个妇女讲道的机会要大。
In both cases, you would respond on the basis of love, and you would try to encourage the preacher to say the right thing. You'd try to encourage the woman to preach the right way or to get another responsible position.
通常呢，你要是怀着有爱的，用爱来去做一个回应。 应该鼓励那些人讲男的讲正确的事，鼓励那些女的妇女讲道的，应该找到她该有的位置在圣经里。
Let me just give you some illustrations of the role of women in the Bible.
所以，我来给大家举一些例子，在圣经里，妇女应该担当的角色。
On Sunday night, we were told that the foundation of the church in Philippi, the foundation of the church in Greece, the foundation of the church in Europe was women in a prayer meeting.
讲到的一个是那个基础呢，就是在腓立比或者那个当时的希腊在欧洲的那个时候有一个祷告会。Okay,
was that a pretty good foundation?
这是不是一个很好的基石呢？
And Lydia, who is named after Lydia, I'm trying to find her on my screen here. Here she is. Lydia has got a good name. Because the original Lydia said, I'm going to pray and God build his church.
所以呢，他在找那个我们教会那个Lydia，Lydia有个很好的名字，但实际上那个原来那个Lydia呢，当时呢，他说我要祷告，祷告让神建立他的教会。
The world was transformed by the preaching of John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，世界开始改变，是因为当时的施洗约翰和主耶稣的传道。How
did all that begin?
那怎么开始的呢？
Well, for 3 months, Mary and Elizabeth lived together before their sons were born.
所以呢，在那个伊丽莎白和那个谁住在一起，他们的儿子出生之前
，I would like to have known what happened in those 3 months, but they were outstanding women, and they devoted themselves to the job of motherhood for the glory of God. Did it work?
我不知道那3个月发生了什么哈，当时是。 主耶稣的妈妈和那个施洗约翰的妈妈伊丽莎白，他们在一起，他们应该是在讨论，在谈论怎么样让神的道传遍世界。God
turned the nation of Israel around at the end of the book of Judges. God turned the nation around. He transformed the country.
所以说神改变了当时的整个以色列。How
did he do that?
他怎么做的呢?
Hannah prayed.
当时汉娜在祷告。Because
of Hannah's prayer, Samuel was born.
因为汉娜的祷告，撒母耳出生了。Because
of Samuel's servant, the whole nation longed after God.
因为撒米尔一直为这个国家服侍神。
Because they longed after the Lord sent them David.
所以呢，因为他们一直盼望着神，神把他们大卫派给他们了。
The great nation grew because there was a woman who said, God needs a man. I'm going to give him a man.
因为是一个妇女的祷告，他们说呢，以色列需要一个男人，神就给他们送来了一个。
The world was transformed by a man whose name was Moses.
这世界开始改变了，因为那个男人的名字叫摩西。
What was at the foundation of Moses' life?
那摩西的基础是什么呢？
A mother who said, I'm not going to drown my son.
所以摩西他的生命的基石就是他的妈妈说我不会把我的孩子淹死。
Was almost the precursor to abortion, wasn't it?
这个就相当于有点相当于今天的那种堕胎流产是吧？
She risked her life to preserve her son.
他冒着生命危险保护了他的儿子。
Why was Moses great?
为什么摩西很伟大呢？
The greatness of his mother.
是因为他的妈妈伟大。
Mother is at the foundation, women rather, are at the foundation of the great work of God.
所以那个妈妈呢，都是神的那个工作的一个非常坚实的基石。
Don't everunderestimate or minimize the role of women.
永远不要低估和歧视妇女的角色。
God has given us different roles.
神给了我们不同的角色。
But one role is not greater than the other.
所以两以这个角色并不一定说比那个角色就大多少。
Alexander Strauss's book is simply named Men and Women, Equal and Different.
所以那个亚历山大在书一个本书里说的男人和女人是平等的。
God has made us different, but not one greater than the other.
神把男人和女人造成不一样的，但并不是说一个大过另一个。
Different responsibilities.And different abilities.
不同的职责和不同的能力。
But not one inferior to the other.
但是不是另外一个高于另外一个。
All right, well, our time has gone, but I'm not sure that our questions have gone.
我们的时间已经到了，但我不知道我们的问题是不是已经问完了。
So next week, Lord willing, we'll spend a little more time on questions.Before we go into chapter 15.
下个星期主若愿意我们要开始继续这个问题然后我们再学习15章。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the great work that you have done. Jesus said, I will build my church.
主啊我们要感谢您。您的这个伟大的工作已经完成。主耶稣说：“我要建立我的教会。”
And it's marvelous, Lord, that almost 2,000 years later, that church is still growing and it is still strong.
非常神奇的是，两千年以后，神的教会仍然在强大，仍然在成长。
And we acknowledge that God's ways are often far higher than our ways.
我们明白。神的道也高过于我们的道。
And we acknowledge that we do not always understand your ways.
我们也理解，我们通常不明白您的道。
But each of us, Lord, would humble ourselves and say, Lord Jesus, I want to walk in your ways. I want to follow your ways.
我们让我们每个人都谦卑自己，对主耶稣说，主耶稣，我们要遵循您的路，我们要跟随您的道。
Lord, the fact is that we would like to see more men involved in the work of God.
主啊，事实上我们 愿意看到更多的弟兄来参加神的工作。
And it's true, Lord, China needs more men to preach the word.
这个是真实的，在中国需要更多的弟兄来传神的道。
Like Hannah, Lord, we would pray that you will raise up men to fill that void in that great country.
就像汉娜的祷告一样，我们也祷告，主啊，您升起更多的弟兄在中国来填补这些空缺。
And Lord, the fact is that the audience that we have in our little group today is more women than men.
主要是实际上在今天很多的我们这个圣经学习里很多来参加的是妇女多过男人。
We thank you, Lord, for all the women who are a part of this group today.
我们也感谢您让这么多的姐妹来参加这个学习。
But Lord, we pray that you will raise up men in this little group. May each of us who are men be men of God.
我们也祷告您来升起更多兴起更多的弟兄让每一个弟兄都是属神的弟兄。
And may each of the women be committed to raising godly men for the great task of the gospel in our day.
因为我们也祷告是一个每一个妇女都鼓励男人弟兄升起来兴起来来完成神的任务
Lord help us raise men for God we pray we ask it in Jesus name
主啊帮助我们兴起属神的弟兄我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen
Amen
Amen Thank you all today the Lord bless you Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Yes, goodbye to all. Good seeing you.I'd like to be able to talk to each of you, but anyway, praise the Lord.